You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Okay, guys, it is Thursday, June 1st, 2017. I'm here in the live stream with Foleus Attius, who's got some exciting news about Mr. Simon Schacht.
Yeah. Yeah, we have invited him to Gothenburg to hold a speak on the 18th of June. So it will be amazing to finally meet him and see what he can perform before an audience.
Wow, you make sure you get some good quality video.
No, he didn't want to get filmed, so it will just be for the people there. Or I sent a question if we could film the screen and record the audio instead, but he haven't answered that question yet. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm just in and out here. It's a work day for me.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm just on push to talk. So if you don't hear anything, just let it stay quiet for a while. The audio chat, the silences are automatically clipped out.
Yeah, okay, that's great. Where do I set push to talk?
Yeah, you have push to talk on the Discord here. It's fantastic. So that way, when you're busy,
yeah,
you can just you'll just block out your audio. So give us some more details on this big meeting.
Me and Patrick, a new member on Föreningen Kubono, we got hold of Simon and talked and emailed back and forth, and we're positive to give a talk in Gothenburg. So, and he has some friends here, so he can take it when he has a vacation anyway. So he will go to Norway and so afterwards and visit some friends. yeah, it will be interesting to see how his speak is getting received here, because it's only me and Patrick that I know in Gothenburg that has this that are liking September Clues and Simon Schacht's ideas. Everyone else is in some other theory that have not landed in Simon Schacht's theory yet. So it will be interesting to see this audience that are in a little bit of truth to hear Simon Schacht speak and see what they have to say about it.
Let me change mic there.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. That'll be one of his first appearances.
No, he said that he had had a couple of those in Italy already. Yeah, it will be very interesting. We had Christopher Bollin here this autumn, and so now it will be interesting to see the audience what to say about Simon Schacht's theory.
Foleus, could you record a bumper for me while we're here?
Yeah, I could try. Hello, this is Foleus Attius, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
I like it. One more time.
Hello, this is Foleus Attius, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
I think that was great.
Yeah, I hope you can use it.
Oh, I will indeed. Indeedy duty.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm admiring your work very, very much also. So I've almost listened to every show. I have a little bit, like 20 shows left to listen to. And
wow.
Then I have to listen to them all over again.
Oh, you're very kind. I don't think it's good enough to listen to twice, but you're very kind. Very kind indeed.
Oh, it is. I have learned so a lot from your shows. And it's good to have it in audio as well, because the Clues Chronicle is only 20 episodes, and you have 170 shows by now. And yeah, I think it's excellent quality when you make it a show.
Oh, thank you. That was very kind of you. Yeah. I think it's okay. I'm just an amateur, so I don't have the time, too much time, but that's why I have these audio chats. I let people know that these are inferior quality, but at least it gives me a chance just to talk about things as they go on, because there's so much happening, I can't keep up. If I just give a little bit of information here and there in these audio chats, sometimes it can be helpful to people, I think.
Yeah, I listen to them, and sometimes it's good quality and sometimes it's not. But,
no, it's hit and miss, I call it, hit and miss.
Yeah.
A lot of miss.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I just don't have the time like some of these full-time people. I don't know how they have the time to pump out all these shows. Fantastic that they do it, but still.
Yeah, me neither. But, yeah.
So Simon's going to be speaking at just a small group that you're in? Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, I'm a member of a group called Föreningen Q-Bono. So it's from Cicero, I think, who benefits, it means.
Yes.
So it's a very good name, I think. And we invite talkers who have not given very much space in ordinary media to come out with their ideas. So mostly it's against what's normal in society. So we have an audience for between 40 and 60 people every talk. If we may, we try to video film it and put it out on YouTube. But not every talker is interested in getting it filmed.
Not much publicity. Will you be recording the audio of this speech?
I don't know. I hope so. I sent a question to Simon to only film here the screen of his performance, the pictures and video he will show, and not him. And
I hope you can do that.
Yeah, me
That'll
too.
Be good.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so too, but I think Simon will have to think about that.
Yeah, that would be great if you could do that.
Mm. Yeah, because you can't change anything in the world if you only have an audience for 40 or 50 people, but if you get it out on YouTube, you can get thousands of listeners.
Yes, possibly, yes.
Yeah. So, we try to change the mindset of people so they can get do correct decisions in their life. Because if all your life is based on a lie, you can't make any correct decisions.
Oh, you broke up. Say that one more time.
Yeah, we're trying to...
Hold on one sec. Give me one sec.
Yeah.
Hold on one sec.
All right,
Julius, Arias. 2212.
Yeah, are you there?
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. On this Discord, it doesn't let you know when I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay.
All right, sorry, where were we when we were interrupted? I'm very sorry about that.
Talking
about Simon and coming to Gothenburg?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be speaking in Swedish or English?
In Swedish.
Ah, too bad. I won't understand it anyway.
No.
Do all your members speak both languages, Swedish and English, or just Swedish?
I think both languages. Since he can speak Swedish very good, and I thought it would be good to that he does it in Swedish. We have many old people that are not so good on English. So
right.
Yeah. And,
very interesting.
Yeah, and I don't think there are many that can give this information in Swedish. So,
how many people are in Sweden?
I think it's they say it is 10 million now.
So the population of Sweden is the same as the province I live in.
Yeah.
So the chances of getting, just by the numbers, the chances of getting too many people that are in tune with this 9/11 research are the same as the number of people in my area, my province, that are interested, which is hardly any.
Yeah. Yeah. But we try to get the information out and have attended some other radio shows and try to spread those ideas, but most of them only laugh at me.
Interesting. Fascinating,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You and Patrick are both fully subscribed to the 9/11 September Clues model, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I got into it, as he said, when you had him and Frolle on, I think.
Frolle?
Frolle, yeah, you had an old chat with both of those. They are my friends here in Gothenburg.
Frolle?
Yeah, Frederick.
Okay, did I have him on an audio chat? I'm sorry, I'm blanking.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, you talked about the satellites. It was him and Patrick.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So that's what we are arguing about, me and Patrick, if the satellites exist or not. But otherwise, we are at the same level, I think.
Oh, very well. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, Simon tells me he's busy working on his solar model. And I think in his latest email, he said to me that the Earth definitely spins once every 24 hours. So he doesn't buy into any of the flat talk.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
He chastises me for looking into or being a baller skeptic.
Yeah.
I could just say I'm not smart enough to really understand the differences between baller skeptic and the official story. I guess I could say that. I'm not smart enough to understand a new model.
It will be interesting to see what he comes up with. I will definitely buy his book if it's for sale.
Yeah. Well, he's busy working on that, so I guess his holidays mean a holiday from developing his model.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to hear what the model is, because as Frank the Salt Guy says, all we can do is disprove a model. And as Frank says, the globe model can be easily disproven by saying we can't see a curve. And there are places that are even more vast than crossing Lake Ontario, which I think most people agree a lake is flat. And apparently there's a place from Kauai to Oahu in Hawaiian Islands. We can see 160 miles. There should be a 10,000-foot curve or 10,000-foot drop. So if you look straight out, that mountain should be below the curve. Or the range on Oahu or Kauai. I guess it's on Oahu. I can't remember which way you're looking, but I didn't realize those are some pretty dramatic distances. So I think other than that, that's the one go-to I go to when it comes to not accepting the ball Earth. What's your take on? I don't remember your take on that, if you have one or made it public.
I still think it's round.
What about this curvature issue? Do you buy into the formula for curvature?
It might be bigger than they say. It may still be round, but have a different size. So the curvature is less than what they tell us.
But how could it be bigger if the maps are if the maps work?
They trick us somehow.
I'm not a great arguer about ball Earth or not ball Earth.
No, me not.
I could listen to the ball Earth skeptics go on all day long, and I don't really find myself arguing with much because everything they say makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the things they say make sense, except when they get into other psychological operations that they say that are real. But other than that, they're very sensible people, the way they talk, I think. Now, does that mean I'm missing levels of competency when it comes to understanding the solar system? Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. I will try to buy Eric Dubé's book and see and read it with a critical eye and see if he convinces me with that book or not.
I bought the book. It was only $7, so.
What do you think about it?
Well, lots of compelling arguments, but if you want to boil it down to the simplest point that I can think of, and that's, I like Frank's point that we can observably disprove the ball Earth with the curve. The official story of the size, diameter, and circumference of the Earth, using that, we can figure out easily the curvature of a sphere, any sphere, or oblate spheroid, or any distortion of a sphere you want to discuss that they're offering for the month. And based on that, you can't see the curve as they describe it. And I don't really need too many other points. So that model they're presenting us is a fundamentally flawed.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Yes, so that's pretty much the extent of my research. Not exactly exhaustive, but it's compelling to me.
Yeah. We're going to some dark times now, I think. So what does it matter if the Earth is round or if it's flat? I think it's more interesting the political agenda that the New World Order are driving us against and the consequences of that agenda in our daily lives.
Well, I think it matters because it matters the same way learning about all deception matters.
Yeah.
Because funds are allocated to promoting the myth, promoting space, promoting research, so people do waste a ton of time looking into the official story, and if it's not true, then it needs to be stopped, and something more useful needs to be done, like real research on what's really going on, extra the Earth.
Mm. Yeah, but scientists that are founded by national states are not going to research on the truth.
No, they're not. But if there's enough people that are finding out that the model we're using is wrong, then maybe they're going to react to it in a way. See, that's why it's important. Let's find out what we're really living on. Isn't that very interesting? Other than that, what else are we here for? I think it's very important.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Let's stop the indoctrination of the wrong model. Let's figure out the real model. Let's put all those resources that we're using, wasting simulated space travel, into some real research. Why can't we know the truth? To me, that's very important. Let's stop teaching the wrong model, if it's the wrong model. Get everyone working on the right model.
Yeah, but then the whole system has to go away first, I think. And we're not very near that. Now,
I'd like to know why they hold on to the model if it's wrong. Why? What is the great fear about knowing the real nature of where we're living?
But they want to continue deceiving us.
I know, but why? What are they hiding something? Does the model they use hide something? And if so, what does it hide? That's why I think it's really important. There has to be a good reason. They can't just be stuck on this system that they designed and are just too proud to admit that they were wrong, if they're wrong. And I still think they are. So why?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that good enough? A good enough reason?
Yeah. If you have investigated everything else and want to continue, it might be a good...
Yeah, because we have some good answers why they did 9/11 and JFK and Olaf Palme.
Yeah.
We know that they're running the country, corrupt people running the country, because they can easily control them. Oh, you're back.
Yeah.
Yes. They want their people running us. We understand all the reasons why these smaller psyops are pulled off. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I just had an interrupting phone call come in. Were you able to hear me on that call?
No.
I was just curious because this Discord isn't quite as sophisticated as TeamSpeak when it comes to that issue. So I'm just curious what you could hear.
Yeah.
It corrupts my Bluetooth line.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I think it's useful.
Yeah.
And again, with EGI, it's just a distraction for me as well. But I think it's interesting to know what the limits of changing the human biology is. I find that fascinating, if it's possible, and what part is physical and what part is just deception. That's why I study that. Because it's another one that's right in your face, but you cannot, they don't stop. They keep doing it. So I'd like to know more on that. Did I ask you about your EGI thoughts?
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Some of the Hollywood stars are definitely not the gender that they say they are, but I don't know if it's close to that high degree. It seems like everyone.
What about the world leaders? That's important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
What do you think of that?
I don't know. I think Trump looks like a man. I haven't studied it very closely.
Yeah, he's pretty manly, I guess. What about the European leaders? The ones that seem to be a greater group that might be inverted. They might have been doing it longer over there.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked into it as much.
All right. Well, it's not an interest of yours. That's fair enough.
Yeah. I think it's... there are more important things, like you can see the result of Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 here in Sweden. They're building like hell, and everyone is forced to move into the cities. So they're clearing out the countryside. They close like service shops and gas stations and so out on the countryside. So they make it more difficult to live there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a deliberate plan, is it?
Yeah, it's a deliberate plan. So they will make us incapable of taking care of ourselves.
And Sweden has always been at the forefront of this.
Yeah,
we're like 2030.
Yes, we are an experiment country. So what happens here will come to you later, I think.
If it works.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So now they are driving this, gay lobby agenda. So we have rainbow flags here at every state building, and they are waving for 2-3 weeks. And then we have our national day on the 6th of June, and I don't know if they even will put up the Swedish flag during that day. So they have the rainbow flag for 2 or 3 weeks. And they also have those big parades, and it's very decadent. People go naked, and it's also like police officers and firemen, and those people are military also going in those parades.
Yeah, so you're saying they're pushing the homosexual agenda there?
Yes, very much. And it's very hard to question it. It's like it has become a new religion.
Wow. What do you think the motivation is on that?
To make us decadent, to break down the core family.
Yes.
Yeah, they're driving like it's in the book of Aldous Huxley, A Brave New World.
What do you have any contact with youthful people? Because obviously you're not a youth. What do you see? What their attitudes are towards these issues?
Many of them are buying it. It's very hard to question what you've been taught in school. You're getting low grades.